None but the hungry heart. 4:14. Appreciation, not depreciation. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Colossians 3:16. As believers, we rejoice in the fact that the Lord Jesus died for us, but few are affected by the fact that he arose for us. Fewer still realize that we died and arose with him. Learn the facts. There will be continual struggle and failure until we gain adequate understanding of the liberating truth. The Lord Jesus on the cross removed the barriers which separated me from God. My guilt, my sin, the law. And he dealt with my enemies, the world, the flesh, the devil. These six things were dealt with so that we need no longer be in bondage through fear, and that we may come boldly to the throne of grace. Have we given a hearty assent to these things which the Lord Jesus did for us? Or have we, as we read the word, drifted by them, taking it all for granted? Let us lay hold of that for which God has laid hold of us. Let us gird up the loins of our mind and consent to that which he did for us. Let us enter into all that which, being united to Christ as our life, means. Let us rejoice in all that was accomplished for us on Calvary. It is necessary that the truth conferred by grace should be known as a possession, and the virtue of it apprehended, before there can be any walk in keeping with it. For if there be ignorance or misapprehension, the truer the conscience, the more defective is the practice. Set your affection on things above. Colossians 3:2.